Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The Psalms are a collection of godly wisdom grounded in a wide variety of experiences in the life of the psalmist and his reaction to those experiences in the light of the Word of God. The Psalms provide valuable information for us. They're a guide to godly behavior and to character. They're a guide to a godly perspective on life that might be helpful for us to understand as we face the difficulties and the challenges in our own lives. Even in situations that do not seem to have any hope of a positive outcome. But those situations are the times when we need to make the decision. We need to make the commitment to trust in the Lord, to trust in His Word for the outcome that will bring honor and glory to His name, whatever the outcome might be. But as many of us know from our own experiences in life, sometimes we do trust in Him in those situations, while there are other times when we fail to trust Him. Sometimes we have peace in our heart. Other times we panic. And perhaps understanding this psalm will help us to have more consistency in our walk with the Lord. So, as we come to Psalm 11, we come to a psalm of both panic and of peace. Panic on the part of the friends, the associates of David. David, a man who would become the king of Israel one day. And peace on the part of David himself, who was being targeted by King Saul. David was perhaps already on the run from Saul, or he was close to it. On the run for crimes that he didn't commit. But nevertheless, the threat was real. And the bottom line is this. Saul wanted to kill David. So this is a psalm of courage. It's a psalm of steadfastness. This is a psalm of trust in the Lord. So in verse 1, David says, "In the Lord I take refuge." Hasah in Hebrew. I take shelter in Him. He's my rock. He is my fortress. He's the one who will deliver me from harm. Where else can I go except to Him who has been so faithful to me in the storms and the difficulties of my life? Sounds like a good perspective to have, doesn't it? But as we know, even after all that the Lord has done for us, even after He has given us His Son to die for us, for our salvation, still, to our shame, sometimes we doubt His goodness towards us. something to think about, isn't it? Then David speaks to those who should have been encouraging him. And he says to them, "How can you, who are my closest friends, whose words I value, how can you say to my soul in the midst of my distress, flee?" Noop in Hebrew. Run away. Run away and hide. Wander here and there and back and forth, just like a bird that flies from one branch to another branch. You say flee to your mountain, Hair in Hebrew, to the hill country, where no one can find you, maybe to a place where David had been a shepherd when he was young. "For behold," they say in verse 2, "Hine," in Hebrew, "after all, here is the way that it is, David. Those wicked, ungodly men are armed and dangerous, and there are a great number of them. You're outnumbered, and they are all warriors. They bend the bow. They are skilled archers. They make ready their deadly arrows upon their bowstrings. They're prepared to strike without warning, to shoot in the darkness at the innocent, at the upright of hearts. These are bad men. They're brothers of evil." Well, but David, if you truly trust in the Lord, then he will deliver you from harm. Sound familiar? Isn't that what they said to Jesus Christ when he was on the cross? "Come down from the cross, if God's pleased with you." And you know, some of us can identify with that, because some of the deepest wounds, some of the most insensitive comments that are made to us, don't come from the arrows of the enemy, but they come from the words of those who are the closest to us, from those whom we trust. Their wounds cut deeply. Now, perhaps they just don't understand. They don't understand what the Lord is doing in our life. Or perhaps they forget that the Lord knows those who belong to him. And so, we are told, it is impossible for the foundations, says in verse 3, shat in Hebrew, for the pillars that support them, the rock upon which they rest, to be destroyed. Hares in Hebrew, to be torn down. Matthew 16:18, you will recall, we have the promise of Jesus. He said that the gates of hell will not prevail against those who belong to him. Why? Because we belong to him. So not one of us who belongs to him will be lost. He is ever faithful to us. But, it says, what if we were overpowered by the enemy? What if we were overpowered by evil? Then, here's the question. Questions raised in verse 3. What could the righteous do? Well, what could we do? The answer is, we could do nothing. And so, we would be lost forever. Over the years, throughout the storms of life, throughout the storms of persecution, many have tried to destroy the people of God. Many have tried to destroy us. Yet, a remnant has always remained. That's because God is on our side. The Lord has guided his people and continues to guide us to safety. So today, in these times of great turmoil, these times of great confusion, and these times of great persecution, these times of great evil, evil that's all around us, we pray, we rest in the Lord, we rest in God, we rest in Christ, we rest in his care for us. We, like David, take refuge in him and in the truth of his word. And so we lift up our voices to the Most High God. It says in verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. He's there. We know it. We're confident of that. We're confident that the throne of the Lord is in the highest heavens and that he is seated in power and in glory and in majesty. He reigns over all things. And so he hears our cries. He hears the cries of his children. His eyes behold, it says, Hazach in Hebrew. He sees our affliction. He sees our distress. He sees our need for help. And his eyelids, we are told, test the sons of men. Baha in Hebrew. He examines us. Examines everyone. Examines our life. He scrutinizes us. He sees our heart. He knows our thoughts and the motivation for the things that we do. What is unclear, even hidden from man, is clear to him. His eyes are like a flame of fire. He sees right down to our very soul, and there is nothing, no detail, that escapes his gaze. Now that is comforting, and perhaps that can be a little disheartening and upsetting at times. And many times, those times of trouble, those times of affliction and of persecution reveal something. Not to the Lord, he already knows, but they reveal something to us. They reveal who we really are. And so we're told in verse 5, the Lord tests the righteous and he tests the wicked. He examines our life as we go through life. And like silver that has been heated in the fire to reveal its impurities, so our lives are revealed through the fire of affliction and of difficulty. And the one who dearly loves violence, it says, Hamas. The one who loves maliciousness and sin and deception and lies. We are told here that the soul of God intensely hates that person. So it says in verse 6, upon the wicked, upon the ungodly, he will rain down snares. Heck in Hebrew, like the snares that trap birds. He will rain down a blazing fire of burning coals and of brimstone, of burning sulfur, and the raging heat of a burning wind. That's intense. This is a warning. This is a warning of judgment. This is a warning to us of punishment that will last forever. These things will be the portion of their cup, we are told in verse 6. Despite what some people believe, and despite what some people teach today, there is a day of judgment that is coming and coming soon. And as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it will be again. The wicked, the ungodly, those who reject Jesus Christ as their Savior and reject his offer of salvation will not escape the judgment and the condemnation of God. For the Lord God is righteous by nature, we're told in verse 7. That is who he is. He is blameless. He is holy. And so it says he loves righteousness. Shedecha in Hebrew. He loves honesty. He loves justice. So, we need to focus on the Lord. Because it says, the upright, yashar in Hebrew, those who are in line with him, those who are in line with his word, will behold his face forever in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.